Well, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Well, probably good night.
Well, you should have a good night. And welcome to the Juan Epstein Podcast, Saif. Yes.
Hello.
We have an exciting guest today we're going to get to.
Yeah.
You good? You're looking trim again, like you're back on your grind.
Back hard, heavy.
I see you out here.
Running.
I saw that. How'd that go for you?
Great.
Then that makes me think you didn't really run. You enjoyed it?
I didn't say I enjoyed it.
But you survived.
It went great.
And you were proud of it. You were happy.
Last time I even attempted to run outside, I stopped within like a minute. It was like...
How long did you run for this time?
Like a mile and a... Well, a mile... 2 miles. One way, then come back.
So like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
25 minutes.
Yeah, well, I stopped in the middle and did exercises.
You stopped in the middle and went to White Castle. Hey, by the way, before we get to this incredible episode of Juan Epstein, I want to thank our good friends. I don't know if you've heard of them. Squarespace.
Oh, yes.
So what's up? Are you going to... It's time for you to really... Start building your conglomerate of websites through Squarespace.
I know. I have a few that I want to build.
All right. Do you know how easy? With Squarespace, you don't need any help. You can do it yourself. It's simple.
I was going to hire a team of maybe 8 engineers to build my website.
Unnecessary. And spend, what, $15,000?
Yeah, maybe more.
Don't do that. Go to Squarespace. Use the code JuanEp.
Okay.
They'll hook you up with a discount, and you can have a web store, you can have a blog, you can have a full website. Honestly, whatever you want to do, you can do it all on Squarespace.
Let me ask you a question. How's their website?
Fantastic.
Okay.
You think it'd be weird if they were promoting building websites, but theirs looked like shit?
Right.
No, they don't do that. Their Squarespace site's amazing.
So theirs is like a good example of how yours
is. Yes, exactly.
Right, I'll check it out.
So go to squarespace.com, use the code JuanEp, support the podcast. Squarespace, build it simple. And also, last thing, Saif, our lineup for A3C, we're going to be at A3C. Yeah. The lineup of JuanEps we're doing down there.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm not going to give it all away, but I will say this. There's a certain episode of Juan Epstein that happened that no one got to hear.
Oh.
We're going to redo it.
I don't know if we're going to be able to redo it.
We're going to do our best.
We'll try.
In front of the people. So we'll announce that all soon.
Wait, I got to shout out somebody before you.
I was going to do my big intro.
I know. One second. I felt you getting ready to wrestle him intro. Complex.
Okay.
The entire corporation.
Thank you. The whole corporation.
The whole corporation of Complex. Noah. My boy Donnie.
Yeah. Donnie Kwok.
There was another guy, Donnie Kwok. There was another guy who said he was a huge JuanEp fan. I forgot his name.
Does Noah listen to JuanEp?
Huh?
Does Noah listen to JuanEp?
Yeah.
Really?
He shouted me out on Twitter.
Because he listened.
Because I told them that I get all my news from Complex. But apparently when we were talking about the Drake and Meek Mill situation, they think I kind of bashed them a little, saying the media hypes up things. It's not what I was saying.
Are you apologizing again this week?
No, I'm not apologizing. I'm just saying it's not what I was saying.
Can we start starting every show with a Saif Sounds apology?
I get all my news from Complex. They have the greatest headlines.
they threaten you? What the fuck is happening here?
They threatened me, man. They said they were going to beat me.
Noah, that son of a bitch.
They were going to beat me with the Kanye West issue of Complex.
Noah, he looks so nice. He has an adorable new baby.
Noah's cool, yeah. Our babies are friends.
They are? They met?
They're Instagram friends.
Okay, enough out of you. Shout out to Complex. Trey the Truth is here.
Trey the Truth.
Well, go down. What up with it?
The album The Truth is out.
Yeah, part one.
This is The Truth part one.
Yeah.
I have a lot of one to ask Trey the Truth.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Oh, he's here.
I hope this shit good.
I think it's good. Well, first of all, let's start here. True or false? Trey the Truth randomly, without me knowing you at all, and I don't even think you knew me, I knew you, called my phone. Like 10 years ago. Is that possible?
True.
Why were you going on, like, I was thinking about it earlier, how that happened, and you were trying to straighten out a story that was going on.
I don't remember exactly what the fuck that was.
Yeah, you called me because you were, like, basically trying to, like, be like, yo, you might have heard some things, but I just want to tell you, blah, 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 blah.
10 years ago?
Fuck that shit.
But my point is this. I was wondering. Yeah, like 10 years ago.
I thought about it. I know what it is.
You know what it is?
Before
But did you get, like, a list of DJs or something? You were like, I just want to... Because you're a very smart dude. You're very meticulous, and you know how to... The reason you have survived and thrived in this business without major label support has been because you know how to... work things. So I thought about that. I was like, maybe he was trying to spread a story, and he was like, I want to let people know what the truth is, Trey the Truth, and was like, went to maybe a promoter and got a list of DJs. It was like, I'm gonna call them one by one. You didn't do that.
No.
He just saw the name.
A list of promoter ain't gonna have a whole list of DJs. Not across the world. You a bad promoter
if you give that out. Especially if it's like, well, Trey the Truth ass. Sometimes people do. Saif, where do you want to start with Trey the Truth?
Start from the beginning.
The very beginning.
You gotta won't be able to. This episode won't finish.
Give me the short version.
The short version.
Born where?
Born where? Let's start. Born where.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
What the fuck is born well?
Where were you born?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. Okay.
All right, well, that part I expected.
To the death, you know.
And, at what age did you gain an interest in this rap music?
Probably around the age of 12. I didn't have interest. My older brother kind of, he ain't forced me. He just told me that's what he wanted me to do.
What did he make you listen to? Oh, he wanted to rap.
He was a very heavy street cat. And, you know, in the hood, you usually have one of the few talents you cut hair. You're athlete or you can rap.
It's the first time I've heard someone include cutting hair at the top of that list. That's a good point. It's a really good point.
Yeah, cut. It's mandatory.
It's mandatory. it's needed.
But long story short, man, he was in jail fighting this one of the capital murder charges, and you know when you come up in the hood, you either look up to your father, your brother. Mostly, our cats look up to their older brother.
Right.
And he kind of wanted to steer me the other direction from the streets, which I still ended up doing anyway. But in the process, I was able to do music, you know. And when I started off, I was probably garbage. But I'm one of them people, once I start something, I ain't stopping until I'm the best at it. So, still at it.
So how many, hold on, you said one of his capital.
Yeah.
How many did he have?
Well, through one case, it was a capital murder charge. The next case, I believe, I don't even know the charges for it, but just know he's doing a couple of life sentences.
And he still is?
Yeah. He's actually on the album.
And you got him on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to see him whenever?
Weekends. You know, prison rules. But, yeah, I mean, as far as that, the capital murder was the bigger case, but all the cases were big. Yeah.
So here's my question. With that much of an influence, seeing something so negative, how, with your brother having that bad a circumstance, how are you still allured by the streets?
That was just one of the situations. You know, I had two sisters killed too. So, I mean, you know, it's life. It's like, I think at a numb age, I mean, at a young age, I found a way to just numb myself. Like, I just dealt with it, you know. And as far as the streets, you know, I was one of them cats that decided to want to get out there and be my own man. Meaning, by any means necessary, I'm going to do what needs to be due to take the stress off my mama, take care of me and my little brother. And one thing led to another, and shit started happening. But one thing I can say, I always give credit to God, because I made it out of a lot of situations that I wasn't supposed to make it out of. Even to this day, situations still coming to make it out of them. So evidently, he got me here for a reason.
Obviously, there's a lot of music stuff to get to, but I am intrigued by this part. How old are you when your sisters got killed?
Actually, one was actually right before my brother was fighting the capital murder case. He was actually in jail.
So you're like 12? You're like, what age?
I'm at that time, I might have been like maybe 10 or 11.
Okay.
And as I got old, I may have been like 17 to 18 when my brother's baby mama got killed, which was another one who raised me. And I mean, when it comes to those situations, I don't really like to. It intrigues people, but with me, you know, like some people do that shit for bragging rights. With me, it's life, you know. I had another brother that was murdered on Thanksgiving. I don't know if you may have heard about that a few years ago.
Of course.
So it's just like, you know, I'm kind of just used to it, you know. But for me, it's just like shit. At that point in time, I got to keep, huh?
It's a horrible thing to be used to.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it make you stronger. You know, when they say what don't kill you make you stronger, like that shit ain't no lie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it can be either to learn to be concrete, or it can break you down to where you're going to wither your ass away. And I'm just one of the ones. I'm going to go out fighting hard.
I remember that Thanksgiving Day. Well, I tried to reach out to you afterwards. I knew you probably had a million people trying to reach out to you.
You reached out to me when I got shot, too, and everybody got killed. So,
that was, I mean, you At any point now, do you feel like you're... how does one ever remove themselves fully from these situations even being possible? Like, even though you're hardened, you still got to be tired. You're not tired, the idea of these
But you know, the things that tire me the most, it's not necessarily, I wouldn't necessarily say situations that happen in the street. I think I get tired and frustrated just not being able to push forward to my full potential, you know, and actually being placed in so many situations where I can't really be there for my kids how I need to be, you know, as far as me being gone all the time or just them witnessing half the shit that's been going on. Because keep in mind, I go through everything I go through, but I still got family that witness everything I go through, so they going through the same shit that I'm going through at the same time. So
now you got to worry about them, too.
Yeah, most definitely.
How many kids you got?
Three little boys, man.
Three little boys.
Yeah.
And so you would like to have your career get to the point where you don't have to be gone and traveling quite so much.
I'm not going to say that because, you know, my youngest son, and it's crazy, his name Houston. So my youngest son, it got to the point I know y'all familiar with me being banned from radio. So
of course. We got to get to that.
Yeah, so with me being banned, I was blocked in every city that they were in. And I used to just get up and hit the road. And the youngest one, shit, he was barely turning two. Little nigga was with me everywhere. I'm talking about all the way from Dr. Dre house to with me and Tip and Kathy Griffin shoulder. Like, we'll be everywhere. So it's not necessarily about me being gone. It's just about me getting to a point where I can fully focus. Because, you know, I can't really get them the proper attention because – realistically, shit, I'm still tied to the streets, and that's probably going to be forever. You know, I'm the big homie, so with me being a big homie, it's never necessarily situations that I go through. It's situations that everybody else go through, but I got to come through, either mediate, I got to come through, handle it for them, or other shit. So I just feel
so
like...
You get a call almost every day about something going on?
I get a call. You know, it's crazy. I got like 6 phones. I only really keep one on me. I just get tired of just... even answer my shit sometimes, man.
Just every question. It's some shit. I mean, it's the same thing everywhere. You're talking about on a street level, but it's just any boss, you're going to get calls, and the first thing that goes to your head is like, can't you figure this shit out yourself? Like, why are you asking me for something so simple?
Save me for the big ones?
No, because it'd be a lot of big ones. So shit, it'd be like, man, can you save me from a lot of that shit, period. But at the end of the day, man, you know, I forgot exactly how they say, he who wears the crown.
Heavy is the crown.
Yeah, heavy is the crown. But when you step in that arena to be that, like, it just come with the territory. You know what I'm saying?
And the craziest thing about this, by the way, is you're a young guy. I mean, you're younger than me, right? Yeah.
The craziest shit is I'm younger than most, but... since the age of 20-something, you know, they've been calling me big homie. So I guess just the way I carry myself, my mentality, and everything I experience compared to so many people. A lot of the older cats that's legends, the first thing they say when they see me, man, I'm glad to see you, big homie. And it's like, shit, nigga, I'm younger than you, a lot younger than you. So,
yo, that's so funny, bro, because I sort of felt that way when I met you. Like, I remember the first time I met you, I think it was in Texas. One of those things, so if I'm in Texas, South by Southwest, someone's like, oh, Trey the Truth's here. So I'm like, oh, I got to go pay respects. I'm in Texas. I'm going to say, what's up, Trey the Truth? And then I looked it up later. I'm like, he's younger than me. Like, and it's so funny because I didn't. Yeah. There is something about the way you carry yourself, though, that is very, I don't know if it's boss-like or just you're very even. I've never heard your tone. People are probably listening like, damn, speak up, Trey. Like, I've never really heard you get louder than that. I've never seen that.
Yeah,
that. I don't want to. I'm good.
It's crazy. I got into a conversation. I forgot what the conversation was about, but just last week, I remember I walked outside the club and got on my phone, man. And as I'm going off, you know, I'm blacked out. I ain't thinking about nothing around. As I get done with the situation, I turn around. You got motherfuckers stand looking shocked. People getting in their car leaving. I must have shook up the whole parking lot. So they were like, we don't want no parts of whatever the fuck you got going on.
Because right I've now. Heard you, even in loud clubs, you talk this even all the time. Like, you're a very even dude. So yeah. I can't imagine the situation which you turn up. So being that we're radio dudes, I do have to understand. I've always sort of misunderstood the ban, which sort of the which leads into Trey Day, like everything's sort of tied together, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, obviously the album The Truth is out, the lineup on it's incredible. I do also want to ask you at some point about your features, because you're one of these dudes who I know is pulling off a lot of these features on Respect. That's what a lot of these features are about. It's not about it.
I've never paid for a feature.
Exactly. So I want to get to that too, because Syfe, yeah. The lineup on here is psychotic. Sickle. It's fucking sick.
You ain't even got the part two. The lineup on that even crazy, and the lineup on Band is ridiculous. So,
like, that's the thing. It's an endless amount of features.
I got
like
1,300 songs sitting up at Tree Sound Studios in Atlanta.
So okay, so we'll get to that in a second. Shout out to Tree Sound. Yeah. So how does the Trey the Truth problems with radio? It's with Radio One.
Yeah, Radio One.
How does that story begin?
We actually had a real, real close relationship, and it was my second holiday. For those who don't know, you know I got my own holiday in Houston that was given to me by the mayor in the city. So long story short, Holiday goes super well. They're official sponsor for it. I believe it was me, Bun, Rick Ross, Shorty Low, Rocco, I believe maybe Gotti. It was so many, you know, everybody came out to support me. And as they come out to support me, you know, everything go well, all the kids taken care of, the event is over. So as the event is over, I don't know if a fight broke out first, but long story short, it led to shooting. And I think like maybe 5 people got shot or grazed or however, I don't even know to the degree, but.
No one died?
Nah, so as I'm at the hotel getting ready, you know, people hitting me like, man, you see this shit on the news? So as you look on the news, the only thing you're thinking of today is Trey Day. So with that being said, it automatically put a certain the situation a certain direction. So I guess to clear they self, one of the morning show hosts, she just went first. She went to bashing the people, the type of crowd I bring out, the type of people I deal with, those people. So, you know. Now I'm getting pissed because I'm like, well, who the fuck is those people? Like who in the off top, who the fuck are you to even judge? I'm like, you were not there at the event, you know, even though y'all quote unquote were sponsoring it. Like, y'all were not there making sure these kids got their supplies, their immunization shots, or nothing else. So just knowing the fact that the event was a blessed day, you know, so I'm arguing with them. And Bun called.
Oh, you're on the air with them.
Yeah, after they got the bash and I
called,
yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I feel like for the people, I was blessed to be a voice for them. So the fact that they would have to sit there and listen to you bash them and not be able to say something, I can. So as we arguing, Bun called, and Bun was telling the radio, like, you know, like, I don't feel it's right because this was a beautiful event. Like, I was there. You know what I'm saying?
Something bad happened at the end with specific people, and that's a shame, yeah. But it was a specific isolated thing that happened.
And it wasn't because of your event. Those
event
people
were
going to get into it.
Yeah.
Regardless.
They do every other day.
So as we do that, Bun call, and, you know, he telling them, like, the way y'all paint this picture, you know, y'all wrong. Because keep in mind, to the people who don't know me, we on air arguing. So therefore, they kind of give people a certain opinion. You know what I'm saying? So those who don't know Trey, like, Trey heated, Trey tripping, or he shouldn't be taking it this personal or whatever it is. So they just kept on bashing. And, you know, I let them know when it was over, like, nigga, y'all all the way out of line. Like, y'all doing this shit for ratings, because the argument got heated to where everybody really was tuned in. Like, y'all was doing this shit for the wrong reason, man. And y'all, it's crazy that the news, not to pull a race card or nothing, but the news who actually was showing me love as me being a young black man coming up, and they're trying to, I ain't gonna say finesse the situation, but they're trying to paint the better side of the picture for the situation. But then you got the radio who similar to artists like us, as far as through the black community, they the only ones out of everybody that's bashing.
Yeah.
So now,
the news didn't even kill you for it. The local TV news didn't really kill you for it.
It had nothing to do with me. And realistically, it had nothing to do with me anyway. So it's like that never came up. But radio went to, this is those people, his type crowd, you know? So it's like, you're doing the wrong shit. So I remember one of the questions that stuck out to me, I don't even want to see this shit, give me how I'm down, that was about to call another bitch, man. But it was like, the situation jumped to, well, you know, if you find out who did it, you're going to be able to cooperate with the authorities. And it's like, what? Bitch, you just asked me, was I going to snitch on the radio? Really, you're trying to, you got me heated, but you're trying to get me into, you're trying to really fuck me over if I'm not sharp and on point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So my answer wasn't a real answer. I don't need the authorities. When I find out what's going on, I'm going to handle it. You know what I'm saying?
Perfect answer, by the way.
So, long story short, I let them know. You know, me and the program director talk, I let them know, like, man, y'all all the way out of line. Like, at the end of the day, if that's the case, y'all just as guilty because y'all was sponsoring the event. But y'all want to make sure y'all self in the clear. And she like, oh, no, I understand, but they just doing their job. So I'm thinking, okay, well, after that, I go my way, y'all go y'all
okay,
way, we good.
Done.
Man, they ran that damn interview for the next couple of days, back to back to back. Now I'm feeling played because y'all doing that shit because so many people in tune to what was going on. So I ended up calling the morning show host a fat ass, and that's what led to me being banned.
For that?
Yeah, but now if you want to ask me my opinion, I felt like I was one of the people that had a lot of power, so... Typically, when you run across somebody that have a lot of power and you feel, the best thing to do is get them out the way. So that was their reason for, quote-unquote, banning me. Because I'm pretty sure everybody
that's not enough. That fat ass, Syph and I would have been banned by each other hundreds of times.
Yeah, but it's a known fact. Like, you can go read every article. That's exactly what happened.
Was it a female?
Yeah.
So you referred to a female as a fat ass. Okay. And that led to the ban. Now, that led to a full Radio 1 ban?
Yeah, what happened was, this is how I got crazy. So they sent the email out to all the people. We are no longer play Trey. We won't support anything that have nothing to do with him. No features, his name, nothing in no form or fashion with Trey. This is what they sent to they people. And I guess that's their quote-unquote trying to be loyal to their people, you know what I'm saying?
But this is to all the other radio stations?
Yeah, well, this was to, right out the gate, to the staff.
Of that station?
Yeah, well, this is going to get tricky. So long story short, I don't know who all got it, but I know for sure the staff got it.
Right.
Because I got a call. So I got a call within minutes.
But was the call like?
The call was like, hey,
Trey.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
We just got this.
Got an email.
Right.
So I instantly hit the program director. We gonna get straight to it.
Yeah.
She like, how the fuck did he find out? She more mad.
How would you not find out?
You don't think you know anyone at the radio station?
Yeah, she was more mad, like, I can't believe y'all ain't loyal to me, y'all more loyal to him than me. So that ain't do nothing but piss off more.
Right.
So she dodged all around it and she ain't never admit to it.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing I already got the email. And it led to, we gonna get back to each other. But I just so happened to have a show in Dallas the next day. The crazy shit is, the day this shit happened was the day Houston was born. You see what I'm saying? So I'm fresh. Mm-hmm. I'm fresh out the hospital. They had just posted a picture of me in Houston earlier that day. But I guess they made the decision. So when I get to Dallas, keep in mind, it's a whole nother city now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going, I'm like, well, shit, I need to make sure I stop by both stations, showing love and do the interviews. I couldn't stop by the other station, the sister company. So I'm like, fuck you mean I can't stop by there? I can't do no interview.
Right.
Well, you know, we were informed that we can no longer support you. And so by this time I realized, well, shit, this shit ain't just no Houston. You know what I'm saying? In a matter of a day or two, it wasn't just Houston. Like, so from that point, it was like, I figured out it was all Radio 1. I wasn't fucked up about being played on the radio because, shit, I got my own following in the streets, you know what I'm saying? And my following was heavy, and it still is to this day. And what really bothered me is when they went to putting people in situations like, well, you know, if you deal with him, we're not going to support you. If you're a promoter and you want to do a show with him, you could do a show with him, but just know after you do that show with him, you can't come advertise with us no more. And, you know, they put people in real fucked up situations. Some, I only say maybe a handful stood, everybody else folded, you know? So it was like they had a chokehold on a lot of people. And, you know, when artists would come in town, if you mention my name, either they cut you off the air or they bleep it out or they end up pushing back from you where they won't support you no more. So now it's like, damn, do we rock with homie or do we just say fuck it and stick with the radio and try and get to this money?
Tough decision to make. That's tough.
It is. And it burned a lot of relationships between a lot of people.
Well, what would you want them to do, though?
And this was real crazy about it. Me being a real nigga that I am, I'm a thinking my brain like, shit, don't nobody owe me shit. If that's what you feel you got to do, you do what you got to do. You know what
Wait,
I'm saying?
Would you take it a certain way, though?
This what, I'm going to get to that, too. Okay. So, again, everybody entitled to their own thing because don't nobody owe me a motherfucking thing. Certain ones that I feel like, I feel two things. One, if we came up from jump together, it's like, shit, it's nowhere in here. They supposed to be able to dictate that. And two, ain't no fucking way they gonna be able to ban the whole goddamn city and every other artist if motherfuckers just stood up like, nah, this shit ain't right.
Right.
But they got spooked to the fact, I don't even think we should stand up because it can turn this way or turn that way. So as that happens, it's like, shit, that's one situation. So I'm like, all right, if that's what that is, then it's understood. We ain't got to do no faking with each other. Do your thing. I'm going to keep doing mine.
Right.
Then it started getting to the point to where I would come in clubs, motherfuckers would get the fuck up out of them because they don't know mentally where my head at. And two, they don't want to get caught on no pictures of being around me in front of to where the radio can see it. So now I'm getting real frustrated. You know what I'm saying? Because now I feel like motherfuckers playing with me. Like, and before I be a hoe, I'm going to go all the way out. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, it was just so many situations. Like, I remember Dub Car Show. They would come. I would usually be the headliner. So, you know, they booked me. They had me as the headliner. It was me, and I think they had me, Waka, and somebody else. And when it came time for them to advertise, radio told them, we going to support you, but if you got him on your headline, we ain't going to advertise y'all no more ever again. You know what I'm saying?
So, ever again.
Yeah, so they had to call me. They in the fuck situation because I got a relationship with them.
And they're fucked because in an event like that, a car show, you need the – it is hard to give away the radio.
That's the only radio station we had in Houston.
So that's a tough one.
Yeah, so, of course, I got removed from the show. You know what I'm saying? And from that point on, it was just – shit after shit after shit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and what years are we talking about?
I don't even know the years.
5 years ago?
No, seven? 8 years ago?
No, it's about to be 6 years. I've been
six there. Years ago.
Yeah, it's about to be six. So you know you had them situations. It
so
was
now
just
it's
so
just
many.
A big dick contest because it started off as something small, but now it's like they pulling their card. You trying to say something, and they keep going back and forth.
It wasn't the crazy shit. If you go back and look at our interviews, I never bashed them. You know, I'm one of the ones, I ain't finna do all that. Fuck them and suck my, like, I ain't fuck all that. You know, whatever it is with me, when I see you, I'm addressing and keep it moving. So they can never say that. But I think what made it worse was, even from the beginning, when I got the emails and shit, they just trying to figure out, like, how the fuck do he keep going and how did he find out this shit? Why people not rocking with me and why people still trying to rock with him?
Yeah.
So every time I would do something good, it would piss him off more.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to being an artist that's never been a major.
Yeah.
When you see me on 106 and Park or different shit like that, it's like, how the fuck is he doing this?
Right.
I remember, man, I was on the Racks on Racks remix. It was like, man, I want to say it was me, Nelly, B.O.B., of course, Future, YC. It was so many of us on it. We did Nelly, YC, all of them paid for the video, everything. I was on the song in the video, and I'd be good goddamn when it came to time to really, really promote the video. They had to have two different versions because some sites ain't want to support it because they want to burn that bridge with Radio 1.
Shit.
So, you know, it's so many different situations, man. It's like, of course, you know, DJs got fired for playing my music in the club outside of the radio. DJs got fired.
Wait, they got fired? They were on the radio?
No, they weren't on the radio. They was just at a club.
But they were radio DJs. From
the they worked at the radio station, but they would play a song in a club.
Yeah.
And then they would get fired.
Yeah. And they accidentally played a song on the air, three DJs, and just so happened, it wasn't one of my songs. It was someone else's song, but it wasn't labeled that it was so many of us on the remix, and my voice came on.
Yeah.
They got fired.
What?
It was so crazy, man. We ended up going to court. So this was really, I think everybody thought it was fun and games at Radio 1, but then when they seen that court shit coming, now it's like, this shit for real. And this little motherfucker stood up to us. We supposed to be the Giants.
What's,
so
what, to go to court for what? You're suing them for something?
Yeah, I mean, it was shit. I'm pretty sure you, from the little pieces of the story you heard right now, you know what it is. So, long story short.
They're trying to destroy your career.
Yeah, by far. Yeah, you can't
threaten other artists not to work with you.
Yeah, now you're completely inhibiting his ability to make a livelihood over a conversation, more or less, or an insult, or whatever it is.
Yep, and the motherfucker who I had the conversation with don't even work for radio no more. So, it's more, so, you know, we had situations like that. We had,
what happened in court?
This even more crazy. So, the judge, everybody looking like, this shit dead wrong, but nobody had the proper
proof
terminology. Nah, hell no, they got proof. Proper terminology of to the way to run the lawsuit. Everybody knows something there, but they don't know which direction to go make it. So long story short, now it comes to the point where the judge like, well, shit, I don't agree with none of this stuff that's going on, but right now it's your word against theirs.
Right.
Well, the rest of the world, who the people that they doing the shit to. So, again, remember, they the only radio station, so it's like motherfuckers looking like, I can't come to court and say they did this to me because then they ain't going to let me advertise or they ain't going to play my shit. So, again, it came to the situation where motherfuckers were like, let me just turn around like this shit ain't going on and I'm going to go about my business. So what I did is I pulled back from it, meaning I can go back at it any day, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, if you can only imagine the shit then probably quadrupled from back then to where it is now. And by that time I went to court, you know, they're looking like some David versus Goliath shit. Like, who the fuck is this little nigga think he is standing up to us? Because, you know, I think they really ignored it. I don't even think it really hit the real radar until that happened. You know what I'm saying? So now they're looking like shit. Even if we was wrong, if we back down, it's going to look like he beat us. So we can't back down. So, you know, shit got way worse to where these days you wasn't allowed to have me on your mixtapes. You wasn't allowed, like, anything pertaining to me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's been that way since.
I mean, this is over. That's crazy. That's totally insane.
But I ain't got nowhere near. I can tell you a funny situation I remember, and I tell people this. Bun B was doing after the stuff happened in Haiti, you know, he reached out and he wanted to get together and raise food, water, clothes, everything to send over there. And he had me part of it. And, you know, at the end of the day, you want everybody in the city to come out so our whole city can support everybody who going through the tough times. And it was time to advertise for it. Of course, this being the only station, they tell him, we down to support you, but you're going to have to remove him. So, me being me, I removed myself. Like, it ain't even, like, I'm used to it now. It don't bother me like that. Mm-hmm. I still showed up in support, but it's like, I'm not going to help get this shit done.
Right.
Due to the fact of how they acting. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just like, man, it's been so much shit after shit after shit to well.
What would be your ideal situation? Like, if every artist and promoter and manager in Houston.
But see, that only separated, after the first year, so that separated me on my own. Now I'm that outcast. Now I'm going to stand firm by my goddamn self with the streets and whoever support me. So now you got artists across the world seeing this, and they like, well, shit, if motherfuckers there ain't standing up for you, they got me fucked up. I'm going to stand with you. That leads to where my whole wave got probably 10 times bigger, because now everybody across the country other than there is like, shit, we not going to watch this shit happen to them, because that shit did to the wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's pretty unique, and it spins us right into the conversation I mentioned earlier about how much artists do look out for you.
Yeah, most definitely.
I mean, that's a real blessing. I mean, not everyone has a...
It's a gift and a curse. I feel it. The curse was for me to experience what I experienced. And you got to remember, man, they played with my money. I lost just about everything with them doing their political stuff and people not having...
Clubs not wanting to book you.
Yeah, people not having enough nuts to be like, nah, like, you ain't going to handle us like that. So that was the curse, but the gift was it made my hustle like no other. Yeah. That's why when you pop up different places across the world, you're liable to see Trey anywhere. That's why the music you hear is shocking to so many. And that's why everybody throughout the industry stands and supports what I got going on.
Well, yeah, on this album, just this album, The Truth, you got Future, mm-hmm. Boosie, mm-hmm. Ross, mm-hmm. Nipsey, mm-hmm. Snooty Wild, Jeremiah, Ty Dolla $ign, J. Cole, Problem, Rich Homie Quan, Dej Loaf, T.I. I mean, it's
jeez, fuck, crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, I mean, over time, it's funny how things move. Did you ever talk to that DJ again before she left the company?
She wasn't the DJ. Yeah, she was the morning show.
Or the morning shows.
The crazy shit, the problem wasn't even really with her. She knew when she talked, we actually had a conversation, she knew she was dead to the wrong for what she did. But
it went beyond her after that, though, and then it became them wanting to hold.
Yeah, because she felt like, well, you know, I was doing my job as far as what they need to do to get their ratings and get the attention. And it was really over her head, because, I wasn't mad at her. It was funny. She did what she did in her world. And however, like, say, for instance, a boxer's good at what he do in the boxing ring. Athlete is good. What he do? However he do, she did what she did in her world, which led to me doing what I do in my world, being me. So, you know, it was more funny to us. But the program director was more. She more of a. She liked to be in control. So if it ain't going the way she feel it needs to go,
is she still the program director?
Yeah,
it's the only hip hop station in Houston.
No, not now. Now you have Clear Channel. iHeart Radio.
And so they play your music?
Yeah, yeah. They most, you know, the crazy shit, when they actually came, they played my song one time, and then that shit hit internet waves everywhere. Yeah. Like, people seen it, and they seen the reaction of the city.
Well, now it means more.
Felt. Yeah. Yeah, so, it turned out, it's like they lost, so now the other radio station, which I was banned from, end up losing so much money right out the gate. From advertisers, from all kind of stuff, to listeners, to it's no way in the hell a new company can, a new radio can come into a market and even get close to going nick to nick with even in the first couple of months. Like, it's.
It usually takes a little time.
It takes a little time. Didn't happen that way.
Right on it.
Right out the gate, you know what I'm saying? It'd be so funny a situation. Man, I remember I was on tour with T.I. Wayne, 2 Chainz. It was a whole bunch of us, and every time we would go somewhere and they had to do some Radio 1, they wouldn't allow me on the premises. I would have to either stay on the bus or be at the venue or stay at the hotel. Like, even when they go do, if it's a Hustle Gang show or something that they may have to do for radio or whatever, like, they don't even really allow me on premises. So
what does someone like T.I. say about this kind of stuff?
I mean, shit, you got to remember, shit, he came and got me in the midst of all of it. He was like, shit, I'm going to stand with you, you know.
But he says,
if I have to do my shit, I'm still going to do my shit. I mean, if Tip has something that he has to do with Radio 1, he still does it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He got. I mean, shit, it will only be right for him to do it. But at the same time...
When he could look out the way any way he can.
Not even necessarily that to look out. It's a known fact we brothers. And that shit, like, that don't change. Like, from the corporate to wherever, they know exactly what it is with me and him. I think it's just me. I got to a point, man, after the first couple of years of being so frustrated and pissed off, it's like when you let go, it don't bother you no more. And once I let go, I'm like, shit don't, it ain't stopping nothing I got going on right now. And from that point on, a lot of shit don't, it don't even get under my skin no more, as opposed to shit that pissed people. I remember it was funny, this was just, I think it was earlier this year, Duval was doing an interview on the air, and he like, fuck it, I'm trying to say my brother's name. When he did it, you know how you can have the static sign and a long beep, like something mm-hmm. got canceled? That's exactly what they did to him. So all across Instagram, Twitter, people like, oh, that's real fucked up they did that shit to that man. But it was funny to him, it was funny to me too.
He just wanted to see what happened, he knew it.
Yeah, but you know, it don't really bother me no more, man.
Hey, Syfe, you know what does bother me?
Having a horrible website.
How did you know?
I just felt it.
And
you got to fix your website, bro.
Well, I know. I believe me. I've been getting a lot of things in my life sorted that everyone's going to find out about real soon. I got a lot of exciting things going on. And when I explain everything that's going on in my life, first thing I'm doing, I'm not hiring someone.
No.
I myself
am
going to squarespace.com. I'm typing in the
code. That's the truth.
I'm typing in the code WanEp because I also, not only do I want to build a new website, I want to support the Juan Epstein podcast.
Right.
So because I love it.
Double up.
I'm going to do both. And then I'm going to build this new website. It's going to be so much more mage than my current one, which has, it's just, it's ugly. There's just problems with it all over the place. Guess what? No exaggeration. I think I spent $7,000 on my ugly website.
Right.
With some people who weren't responsive and just kind of stole my money and made a website that shit, miss.
Yeah, but now what?
Well, now I'm just redoing it.
With Squarespace.
Like, you see this? That easy. Yeah, that instant.
Shout out to Squarespace.
Exactly. Shout out to Squarespace.
Trey the Truth, do you have a website?
I think so.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to have you build it yourself. You'll be able to do it yourself. Squarespace, build it simple. Use the code WANEP. They support the Juan Epstein podcast, so we love Squarespace. Syfe, Trey the Truth is here. His album, The Truth, is out right now. And I know there are probably a lot of people listening because, you know, Syfe, we have a weird... The WANEP audience is unique.
The WANEP audience.
You're feeling them right now?
I'm feeling them, yo.
I know. I can tell you are. I can tell that you are because you've been so easy to book for anything. I think you're feeling WANEP more now than maybe ever before.
WANEP fans lately, I mean, I don't know what it is, if we hit a certain stride or whatever it is. Maybe me leaving the station woke up some people or woke me up maybe. But they are like official lately. And they're like, yo, I'm not going to small talk you. I'm like, we're allowed to have a convo. Just don't talk about the weather. And they throw in like shit they know about us, man.
No, they really. I'm glad. I think it is. I think it's post you leaving the radio station made you pay more attention.
Yo, I got a gig.
You get hit up about music bullshit all the time. Now it's a little more specific. It's like, I heard this.
WANEP, yeah. And the kid in Vancouver was like, yo, when you doing the next one? We're doing it tomorrow with Trey the Truth. He was like, word.
No, people care.
The dude in Finland was like, by the way.
When were you in Finland?
No, I'm going next month.
Okay.
By the way.
You know I've been to Finland before.
I didn't know that.
I've played Finland.
Oh, let's go.
I don't know. I don't remember shit. But
he's like, by the way, who was the mage guest that never showed up?
Did you tell him?
Yeah, I told him.
By the way, that guest, A3C.
Let's see.
That's what they're saying. The mage guest who's yet to show up and the episode that never happened are both supposed to happen at A3C in Atlanta come fall time. So it's going to be pretty exciting. And what I'm excited about A3C weekend is I was telling my brother, I'm trying to work out coming home. I'm like, Sunday, you got to get booked that ticket early. He's like, I know you got to be home for the Redskins. I'll make sure I got it.
Redskins.
And then he goes, hold on. The Redskins are in Atlanta that weekend.
Why don't you just go there?
That's what I'm doing.
Woo.
So me and my brother are going to go to a Redskins game together in Atlanta. So I'm excited
amazing.
About that.
Amazing. The timing.
It works out amazing. So I'm excited for our people to hear Trey the Truth because I think there are people out there. I think, Trey the Truth, you occupy an interesting space where, like, a lot of people throughout the South particularly are well aware of you. A lot of other people know your name, and know the role that you play in hip hop, and they know about the band. I'm excited for people, a lot of those people, to get to hear who you are and go check out this album.
Yeah, I mean, I think the album is perfect representation of me right now, where I'm at, just as a whole, mentally, physically, just even talent wise, and I think it opens up a lot of doors for stuff that people are curious about. I think more lately I've been more vocal than before, because usually I don't talk much at all. But I feel like sometimes shit needs to be known to people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how many motherfuckers hear me on interviews and come approach me like, man, I never knew this shit was going on. So imagine if that just keeps spreading throughout the world. Because when they start doing their history and see what type of cat I am, it's a hell of a fan base that keep growing.
What's your biggest market outside of Houston?
I have no earthly idea, man, because I roam everywhere.
You seem like you're always over the place. I follow you, of course, Trey Ban on Instagram.
Trey ABN.
Well, whatever. T-R-A-E.
A-B-N.
Wait, A-B-N?
Yeah.
T-R-A-B-N?
T-R-A-E-A-B-N.
A-B-N. What does that mean?
Is
that
your name? Asshole by nature.
What is asshole by nature? Yeah. I don't think so. I'll be honest. You've always been nice every time I met you.
But you know what? What happens if I were to come across and slap the shit out you? You gonna jump to be an asshole too? Or if I say something?
Well, that's and you feel that's what life did to you?
Huh?
And is that what you feel life did to you?
If you notice, it's by nature. Meaning sometimes even if we wouldn't want to be an asshole,
just happen.
It's gonna happen.
I get asshole a lot, Saif. I don't fuck. Right.
See,
I get it too.
And you gotta understand, asshole by nature don't necessarily always mean physical either.
Right.
You could just be an asshole peer to the right people or to the wrong people. You know, some people like to push people buttons. So I'm just giving you examples of this is what that is.
In my experience dealing with you, you've always been a gentleman.
Yeah, but you've always been solid too. You know, you got to realize there's a lot more fuck people out here than it is solid. So
I know. I tend to realize that because sometimes I realize when people get on me about shit that it's that they're accustomed to what a lot of people must be like.
Yeah.
Which reminds me. Saif, we got to address something else this episode.
I'm looking at Trey's Instagram.
Are you see what's happening to our fucking friend, the fat Jew?
No, what's happening?
You don't know anything about this?
No. What's happening?
You know who the fat Jew is? You don't follow him on Instagram? Fat Jewish? He's this funny, weird dude who we've known for a long time. He used to be a rapper, and now he's just like a weirdo comedian type. He's getting torn the fuck down.
Why?
He signed with CAA. Yeah. Don't ask me how people find out about this, but I guess that's how I know it was an inside industry job.
Yeah.
He signs with CAA, and now everyone is coming out and saying that he's been stealing everyone's Instagrams.
Stealing everyone's Instagrams.
Like, he steals
the pictures?
People's memes.
Okay.
Right? Even though I always knew that.
Yeah.
Like, I could tell he was ripping off memes,
yeah.
But he writes his own comments under it in what you could tell is his voice, if you know what he's like.
Does he shout out the people he takes it from?
He apparently didn't always do that.
Okay.
He has been for the last few months. I've noticed it. But apparently there was a time where he had taken a lot of jokes on Instagram, posted them.
So they're saying he's not funny because he didn't come up with those memes.
Oh, it's worse
himself.
Than that.
Oh.
No, it's the tear. They're coming for him.
Really?
People are, comedians like Patton Oswalt.
I saw one thing that Michael Che said.
What did Michael Che say?
I didn't get it. But now I get it, what you're saying. He's like, I was in London. Two kids came up to me. I said I was a comedian. They said, oh, do you know Fat Jewish? And I threw myself in front of traffic.
Damn. He said that?
Yeah.
So it's just open season. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Your boy Andrew Schultz was like, yo, this fucking thief stole this joke from me. By the way, the joke that he said he stole sounds like the kind of joke more than one person could have said, in my humble opinion.
Yeah. Well, do you mean? Like a stand-up joke?
So the problem is because he went and got a deal with somebody.
See, that's the part that I'm noticing.
He's definitely blowing up.
He's
huge.
Blowing up.
So yeah. They feel like he got an unjustifiable deal.
You know all the drama with Meek and Drake and the ghostwriting and all that shit? In comedy, stealing a joke is like way, is worse.
But here's the thing. We didn't, sorry, comedian world, we hadn't decided what the rules were with memes yet. Memes is not the same as sitting in a fucking club.
No, memes, yeah, I don't give a fuck about it. I'm asking if he stole a stand-up joke.
I don't think he does stand-up, really.
That's what I'm saying.
You know some of these, it'd be kids who be doing these memes sometimes, too, that'd be, and they do it in a matter of seconds.
Exactly, and they go. And by the way, I mean, to me, I just see that most of people's Instagram, I see people ripping people off with the memes. Like
I steal memes.
And everyone does.
I give credit, though.
But here's the thing. The bottom line is
one today from Cardi.
I get it. I get it why people would be mad. Okay? I get it. And he should credit people if he uses their stuff. But I'm just saying this about Fat Jew. I've known him for a long time. That motherfucker was funny before Instagram. He's funny when he comes up here and sits on the mic. He's funny in everything. Wouldn't you agree, Sife?
It's pretty funny.
When he did our fucking podcast. When he did our fucking podcast. Yeah, he was funny. He's just a funny guy. The fact that he was able to cultivate an Instagram that he gets paid for, that's another big part of it. He gets paid on Instagram. And he's using a lot of other people's stuff. And I guess at some point he wasn't crediting. Now he is. People were coming at my neck. They're like, Rosenberg, you're choosing the wrong dude to defend. Hey, I've known the guy for 7 years. He's always been a straight up dude. Sife, you know I'd be the first guy to hate on another funny Jewish guy getting money.
Yeah.
I'm the first one to hate.
You're supposed to be the only funny Jewish guy.
Exactly. I'm the first one. If he wasn't legit, then I would be like, fuck that guy. No, he's a funny guy and works hard.
I didn't even know you were Jewish.
See? You didn't know that? Rosenberg? My name is...
He's from Texas. They don't have Jews down there.
Yeah, there's actually a place in Texas called Rosenberg, Texas.
I know. You do know? By Houston.
Really? Yeah. You've heard of Rosenberg, Texas? You been there?
Yeah. Who knows about Rosenberg,
there's
Texas?
There's a town called Rosenberg,
but
Texas.
But it's not full of Jews, though.
What is it, though? What is in Rosenberg, Texas? Just nothing? Just
I mean, no, it's just a normal little city outside of Houston. You know, like
Rosenberg,
one of
Rosenberg, Texas. That's hilarious.
See, he never even heard of it. He didn't know I was Jewish. You never heard of Rosenberg, Texas. Everyone's learning today. This is a really big
deal. Diaz, Texas?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But there are lots of Diazes in Texas, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's lots of Diazes in Texas.
Is Diaz also a Mexican name? Or is it just a Puerto Rican name? It's Spanish in every way.
It's Spanish.
So, Sife, because I'm more Puerto Rican than you,
yeah,
I'm going to Puerto Rico.
Damn, you Puerto Rican too?
No, I wish I was. I wish I was.
He just likes Puerto Rican girls.
What's going on right now?
Well, Sife is Puerto Rican. He wants to be Jewish.
I want to be
Jewish. I'm Jewish. I want to be Puerto Rican. That's how we came together. That's our mutual. We're confused. We're both fucking confused. Sife, I'm going to support Puerto Rico. You know y'all are in the shitter right now.
I didn't know that. I mean, I saw that.
They defaulted on like everything.
Okay. What's the difference?
I don't know. I mean, like, it's America.
If you go to the Bronx, there's a bunch of Puerto Ricans defaulting on their rent. What's the difference? Why do you think it didn't come from the island? Like, you think they're any different? They defaulted on the whole, you know, no rent for the whole island, yo.
So anyways, I'm going there in a few weeks. I'm very excited.
And you're going to bring that tourist money?
I swear to God, that's how big a liberal I am, though. I was like, Alexa, we need a few days. Let's go to fucking Puerto Rico, man. They need the money. I love Puerto Rico. So I'm going there. Also, did you hear that me and Combat Jack?
Oh no,
squashed our podcast.
Why was
that? After Sean Price died.
Oh,
I was just like, this is stupid. We're both friends with Sean Price.
Yeah, I heard something about some issue with Ebro and some dude on Combat Jack's channel.
Yeah. That was before that, and I don't even know about all that. Oh. I just know about me and him specifically and Premium Pete. After Sean P passed
really,
away.
Really, it takes someone dying for you to squash beef. I'm always trying to get you to squash
beef.
You're right.
And I wish I had done it sooner.
And I want to talk to Trey about squashing his beef, but it sounds deep.
I don't know
deep.
How you. I think
with
Trey
the radio.
Would fix it.
With the radio.
Not real beef. Not real beef.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Trey, hold on, relax, Trey. Not that kind of beef.
Trey.
That kind of beef. Radio beef.
Trey, you just looked at me. My nigga, like, with the laser, you just looked through my soul, my brother. Like, the fuck you mean squash beef? I'm talking about radio station.
I'll cook this beef right now.
Trey. I would never...
This has been awesome.
Look, I'm from the hood, Trey. I will never say I'm a tough guy or did anything bad in the streets. I was always a smart kid in my neighborhood and was protected by a lot of dudes in my hood. And they
because
always,
you were a nerd, they felt sorry for you.
Yeah, but they always tried. They told me how to fight. They told me how to live real and be truthful. You gave me a look now that will make me go. I might not go to Texas for about 4 more years, yo.
Yeah, skip South by next. You don't
need to go South by. Shout out to South by. You know they made me the Texas ambassador. So.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I know that.
I came to one of your shows.
Yeah, you showed up. Trey, let me say something right now. So if you know I talk about cheap pops all the time, right?
Yeah.
Like getting the crowd to just get happy for no reason. Trey will show up. I'm on schedule. I got him keeping moving. I have like 100 acts to fucking get out. Trey showed up. I was like, hold on. We're going to bring Trey out real quick. Of course, because Trey's a fucking mensch. I go up to him. I'm like, which is a good guy in Yiddish talk. I go, because that could sound crazy. Like, he's a fucking mensch. What the fuck is that? He was like, hold on. You saw how I just looked aside. So I go up to Trey. I'm like, listen, shit's real tight. He was like, my man, I'll just jump on and kick a acapella. Whatever. I was like, perfect. I just get to jump on stage and be like, hey, yo, Texas, y'all want to see fucking Trey the Truth? And I just get the place to go fucking crazy. Trey comes out, rocks it for a minute, dips out, and I know goes and does the shit again at like another 12 of those joints.
I did like 30 shows. So like literally.
Popping out one after another.
Why not?
Hitting as many people as he can. Why does this the second time today I've been told my ride was $0 on Uber? So that's fantastic.
You got some kind of credit.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe my wife fucked one of the drivers and they're hooking me up.
Maybe.
I hope not.
Trey called me yesterday.
Trey the Truth did?
Didn't even know he had my phone number. I think I do.
That's very Trey the Truth, by the way.
I think I know where you got it, too.
Nah, I had it. I've been had it.
Don't even worry about that, son.
I had it from you alone. I saved all my shit.
No, I know. I think I know where you got it. I think it was at the thing in Orlando. What was the magazine? Ozone Magazine Awards?
Damn, that was a long fucking time.
I think that's where you got it.
Y'all went Ozone Awards, huh?
Hold on, I got...
God, I wish I went to the Ozone Awards once.
You hit me yesterday. That's the number you hit me from yesterday, right?
Yeah.
But I just look, I got... That's old, right?
Yeah.
Or one of the other six phones.
Yeah, not Ozone.
By the way, I love when this happens. This happened earlier with Scarface today. Scarface goes, man, I call you. Rosenberg, I call you. Don't answer my calls. I was like, yeah, right. You think I wouldn't answer a call from you, Scarface? Come on. And then afterwards, I'm like, Face, this is the number I have for you. He goes, man, my number's the same. I was like this. I show it to him. He goes, ho, 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 ho. Now that shit's old. I was like, yeah, this is what I had. We texted a few years ago. Hey, Trey, thank you for coming by, bro.
Yeah, we took up damn near the whole show, and we ain't even got what?
No, we didn't get to do any. I realized once we started going down the band story.
We got a long, that's why, you know, when they come to learn the history about me, it's going to be.
That's what I'm saying. So what we'll do is, so hold on. So you still got a part two, and then you got a band album, right?
Yeah.
So we got other, so this is part one, and we'll wrap them up on the next two. We'll get your whole bio, and we'll get through everything. Because this is the Trey story is a long story. The truth is long. Cypher?
Yes, sir.
Is that it?
Yeah. Go get this guy's album. How do they get it?
iTunes,
yep.
Amazon, Google Play, yep. In stores. Cypher, how are you going to get it?
I'm going to listen to what you just sent me, but I buy CDs. No, I buy CDs, though. I buy CDs.
He Cypher waits and does one trip, and he buys like 11 CDs.
No, I'll go
time.
And buy like everything like I missed in the last month or two. I like having
iTunes. That's how I do with iTunes. I go spend $200
on easy. iTunes. Just go.
Like, I like having the physical.
Yeah, your wife must like that too. She must think it's nice that you instead of having.
And I'm gonna I was just in the. No, I was in Florida. That's the South, but not really the South.
South of Jane.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of CDs.
I heard you met Enzo Amore.
Yeah, he recognized me.
I know, he told me. He said he saw you and he was like, yo, Hot 97.
Yeah.
At a 7-Eleven.
That's what everybody says. It's so crazy.
What, Hot 97?
Yeah.
Did you ever look at him and go, fuck Hot 97?
No, or they asked me why I left. Like, it's.
I didn't even know you left.
Yeah. Look. I got that after I spoke to you yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't know you left.
Because you were like, yo, you want to do a show. And I thought you meant my improv show that I do.
But I'm saying that's what I seen. So he'll I didn't know if too. That was I didn't know if that was tied in with that or just yours, but just in general.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I didn't know. You could pre-record something and I was like,
I wanna say I seen you, it may have been on Instagram or a blog or something. Yeah. It was video.
Yeah. So what, an interview?
How I seen it, I didn't get to just sit and listen to it, I seen you and somebody else. So
yeah. I got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Trey, thank you, man.
I appreciate you, man.
Come on, bro. Always. Trey, the truth. The truth is out right now. One app. We'll catch you guys next week. Oh, and by the way, you should go listen to our Ice Cube interview. I realized the timing of the Ice Cube one app we did.
Yeah.
You should dig that up. If anyone out there, I went and looked at it.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the movie.
No. Yeah. Have you seen the movie?
I can say shout out to the movie, man. Probably one of the best movies I've seen.
Fuck.
You liked it?
What?
You loved it.
Loved it.
Yeah. I liked it all the time.
Can we do a real quick bonus?
Quick. Oh, quick. Fuck. Yes, I'm so late,
gotta
bro.
Go? All right, yeah. quick. Can I just point out the flaws?
That's what I would do.
I don't want no parts of this. Nah, that,
No.
I don't want to discredit that movie.
No, it's hip-hop nerd flaws.
Not serious flaws, just nerd flaws.
Hip-hop nerd. No, I love the movie. Amazing. I think it should be. I'm going to go see it again.
The fact that it set records even being high.
No, everything. Amazing. O'Shea Jackson killed it. The kid who plays Drake, Corey Hawkins. Amazing. The kid who plays Eazy-E. Like, yeah. I mean, that movie was a Dre album. It was a Chronic album. How perfect it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm going to tell you a couple flaws real quick. You paying attention?
I'm listening. Go.
Okay. Oh, shit. Now I'm forgetting them. Okay. Snoop wrote Deep Cover. So how the fuck was Dre's verse playing, made no sense, when Snoop comes in?
Because that
flaw
part.
Number one. Yep. I'm upset with you, Dre. Two, Dre's sitting in his house trying to come up with the beat for Nothing But a G Thing, and he's fooling with the keyboard.
He didn't play that part.
I mean, he did play it, but the sample's in the record. But he's trying to like figure it out, like.
It was just some silly stuff that they didn't realize nerds would know.
No, like, no. And then why was Tupac doing Hail Mary in his studio?
Working on...
I mean, unless Hail Mary was recorded way earlier.
No.
But then why not have Daz there? Because Daz did the beat. Who was the random guy sitting there?
Exactly. It didn't make sense. They didn't need... I have a... we'll get into it more next week. The movie's amazing. Go see the movie.
Fucking amazing.
If I had to choose... If I had them do it over, I would say stop it. At when they break up,
no, you're out of your brain.
I still feel it wasn't even long.
They didn't harp.
Well, that's the problem. But that's the thing.
It could be some more. That shit was that
good.
No,
but they didn't harp on the Chronic stuff. It was still part of the N.W.A. Easy dying story.
Okay, fine. Can I just say one thing then? If you're going to include the Chronic, you're going to leave out the whole Eazy-E can eat a big fat dick. You're going to leave all that out?
True.
You're going to leave out Real Motherfucking G's, Eazy song about them?
You're right.
Are you going to leave all that out? You can't.
You're right.
Once you start giving me a little bit, now I need the whole thing.
Right, because Snoop wrote most of Dre Day 2.
But
you
know, I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I think they're going to have a different cut that has a lot more.
That would be interesting.
Watch a 4-hour version.
I know, I would.
And then I want to see the Chronic movie. Like, just do part two
of just the Chronic.
Of the Death Row era.
Woo, the show just was hot. Shug just fucking people up. All right, we got to go. One app out.
Oh, what about.